The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, January 3rd, 2013, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. 1-877-807-9977 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. As you know, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And on a more somber note, with that fact, we've been seeing obviously what Congress has been up to recently and what this administration's been up to in their scheming. And as we're talking about dictators and what they always do, it's no new plan, folks. They just dust it out of the archives when they feel that the people are sleeping enough and they start to implement it. Just recently up to, and this is on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, up to 140,000 veterans. We're talking about men and women who have served your country.
Yeah.
Many of them have been injured for your country. Have had their gun rights taken away as a result of a diagnosis of a mental disorder, quote unquote, such as post-traumatic stress disorder.
Which they're pulling out of thin air.
Yes.
They're contriving disease. And friends, they're doing this in public schools as well. They're trying to diagnose people with some sort of sickness that they have in their sick minds, only to point their finger back at the military.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs, along with the pharmaceutical companies that are playing off the ignorance of the American people and our military. And they're saying, you know what, they're sick. They have some sort of stress disorder. Well, I got a question for you then, if that's the case, especially to those that want to diagnose our military with such a diagnosis. Well, why don't we take those politicians and those people in government that like to throw your kids into war, and why don't we throw them into war and see what kind of stress they fall to?
That's right.
And let's deal with them that way. Friends, This is your government.
That's right.
I don't know how to say it any other way. This is your government, and they are acting like a bunch of little 15-year-old kids ripping off the American people.
Yep. And this issue, as far as our soldiers going through the stress that they did, that's very real. What happens is
that's treason, dude.
These clinical studies
treason,
that they do.
Right?
That's right. If you take it another step, so we have our soldiers that are literally suffering. They've been through traumatic situations.
Well, remember what the pedophile Henry Kissinger said about those. Friends, listen to me carefully. Henry Kissinger, the pedophile that is sitting right next to Obama in his administration, called those boys and girls that are coming back in boxes stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy.
Yep.
He said it. I didn't say it.
And then you look at that foreign policy and you look at the pharmaceutical companies that are involved. Now, there's a real way to deal with post-traumatic stress, whatever they term it,
yeah,
because veterans do deal with it. Well, the way is not to take away their guns, and the way is not to just prescribe them to a pill.
Well, wait a second. So they were good enough to have the guns when they were,
yep,
advocating?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. When they were pushing their agenda, mm-hmm, it was fine, but when they came home, they had to find some sort of diagnosis to pull away the guns because they knew that them guys and girls could really get the job done.
That's right.
Amen.
Just think about it. If the government goes crazy like it is right now, but let's say they start pointing guns at you literally in the streets, who are going to be the first person to lead up the militias? Our veterans.
That's right.
Our veterans are going to. So you better get the guns out of their hand,
yep,
or so they say. So when you're going to the VA and things like that, we have a lot of veterans that support the ministry, a lot of veterans that are friends that are serving right now. When you go to the VA, be very careful on what the questions are that your doctor's asking you, because after the turn of this new year, there's been bills that have been rammed through that now if you are diagnosed with this PTSD at any particular time,
you look the wrong way, you smell the wrong way, you walk the wrong way, they got some sort of diagnosis for your friends. And again, I don't know what the American people need to see. I just seen this morning someone, a good guy in government, said the American people still haven't got it. No, they haven't, but they're going to get it.
Yep, they will.
Yeah. You will get it sooner or later, America.
It's going to happen.
It's coming to a show of power near you.
Now, speaking about this topic, there's no other bigger, what would you call him? I mean, I can use the term whore here because he has whored himself out in the media, Michael Moore, to anti-gun. You all heard about the Bowling for Columbine. Maybe you didn't, actually. Probably a lot of people didn't. But this guy is an anti-gunner.
You know the socialists put this joker into the position where he's at.
Schizophrenic, multi-personality.
Whose hero he is, dude.
Well, anyway.
Except Burger King and McDonald's.
That's right. That was awesome. Filmmaker Michael Moore's bodyguard was arrested for carrying an unlicensed weapon in New York JFK's airport Wednesday night to protect his rather large body.
Yeah, it sounds like Rosie O'Donnell back after Columbine when she was found out, and her bodyguard actually went out to get a license to protect her with arms too, and she was popped for that too. Are the American people listening?
Yes.
I hope so.
So we had some Facebook comments. Mr. Sean Barnish said, kind of funny how the anti-gun Michael Moore needs not just a bodyguard, but a bodyguard with a gun for protection.
Yeah.
David Holster said, or Hostetler said, now Michael can be happy knowing that the system worked from his house where he feels safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peasants can't have them, but we can.
Yeah.
And we'll make movies and we'll fleece millions of stupid, useful idiots.
Dude, every documentary that man does, all the way through,
just
is confusion and contradiction, man. All the way through.
Yep.
I wouldn't spend a penny supporting that man.
There's also, and we don't have time to read it right now, maybe we'll next segment, but a U.S. Marine sent a scathing response to Senator Feinstein.
Frankenstein in California.
Proposal.
I told my wife, I kid you negative, if you look at the Third Reich and you look at some of these people, you tell me the difference, friends, because they carry the same spirit, and don't think they won't do it because they will, because they're trying to right now.
That's exactly right.
I ain't trying to take away your rights. They are.
Right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I told Jake right during the break, the producers, friends, the administration is suing your military so they couldn't vote. Friends, their votes weren't counted. They're disarming your military when they come back. Who are they working for? I'm not playing stupid here. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm subjecting you, friends, to the questions that demand answers. And that's really where we're at. This doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It really doesn't. And what's interesting about all of this, I have hope right in the center of all of it. I totally have hope. But I am so blown back by the American people to tolerate what is going on. This is the great wonder of the age, friends. Why the American people tolerate the crime to go on in their government. I'm not. I'm calling it for what it is, friends. I'm dealing with it. But until they realize the American people are not going to put up with crime in their government, they're going to continuously do it. And they are encouraged to do it because the American people are watching their football games.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. They're selling them out. And because you get it, you will respond to it. I wanted to read a response from a U.S. Marine who sent this to a senator, or to Frankenstein, whatever her name is,
yeah,
in California. But the point is that he's reacting, he's responding in his capacity that he's in. He's not saying,
oh, well, I might risk a demotion if I do something like this. I might get in trouble or reprimanded from my higher-ups.
You're in a position of power for one reason. God gave you that power, first of all, because no power is given but that which is of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's ungodly, then it's obviously not God's power, and you're to get rid of it because mm-hmm. you don't have to obey an ungodly power.
Yeah.
You stand on that, and you're responsible for it. God gave you that for a reason.
Yeah.
That's a platform given from him.
Speaking of that, this whole fiscal cliff, this yeah. contrived, engineered yep. fiscal cliff.
Quick hurry.
Well, now they're finding out, they're reading it after the fact. It was yep. given to them at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yep. Friends, they had 3 minutes to read it, just like the Patriot Act, yep. friends.
Yep.
And guess what? It attacks the family.
Yeah.
It attacks the middle class.
Yeah.
And friends, when you hear a president continuously go after the rich, you better understand you're going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the rich, you're not going to have jobs. And this has been his policy, not law, since day one. Since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an economic problem, friends. That's secondary to your moral problems.
Right.
These people don't know how to tell the truth, and they like to dig into other people's pockets. And on top of it, the pimp likes to give pay raises illegally through executive order to those that are doing his biddings for him. And friends, call it what you want. I don't care if you like it or not. The facts are the facts. Wake up. Really, wake up, friends. George Washington said the power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing, your choosing, friends. And whenever it is executed contrary to your interest or not agreeable to your wishes, your servants, friends, those that work for you, friends, can and undoubtedly will be recalled. But who has to do that?
Yep.
You have to do that.
The same people that put them there, take them back.
You
out.
Are under attack for another 4 years if you last, America. If you last.
This letter goes as follows. Senator Dianne Feinstein. This is from a Marine, written from a Marine. I will not register my weapon should this bill be passed, as I do not believe it is the government's right to know what I own. Nor do I think it prudent to tell you what I own so that it may be taken from me by a group of people who enjoy armed protection, yet decry me having the same a crime. You, ma'am, have overstepped a line that is not your domain.
That's right.
I am a Marine Corps veteran of 8 years, and I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object, yet carries one,
yep,
tell me I may not have one. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free.
Amen.
I am not your servant. I am the person whom you serve.
That's right.
I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America.
Amen.
I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned. I am an American. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by the media and your misinformation campaign against the American public.
Amen.
We the people,
amen,
deserve better than you. Respectfully submitted, Joshua Boston, CPL, United States Marine Corps.
And those are the guys, you are the reason we are on the radio. You are the reason we keep getting up in the natural. You are the reason we keep fighting the good fight of faith, my friend.
Right.
You are the reason. Because we can and we will win the day. This Frankenstein woman,
yep,
that you're talking about, Feinstein,
yep,
she has also been busted on tape talking about how she packs heat.
Of course she
another
does,
anti-gunner,
yeah,
friends, yep, packing heat.
Yep.
Okay, you have to understand, on top of it, this criminal in office, he's also talking about allowing 80,000 more Muslims into the United States of America next year. And remember, through Benghazi, he's arming your enemies, friends. I don't need to go back to fast. Now they're finding out through Benghazi, friends, the CIA spoke the truth. Incredibly.
Yeah.
And they said there was no uproars. There was no riots going on.
No.
Friends, he's been busted for lying again and again and again and again. The man is trying to create civil war.
That's right.
Write that one, bloggers.
Yep.
He is trying to. There's no question about it. Look what's going on. He's gauging the people to see how far he can push you. This doesn't take a genius to figure it out, friends. And don't forget about the Chinese and Russians, neither, friends.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the equation. And keep in mind, they were the ones helping him through his smear campaign, his misinformation campaign. You'd call it a re-election, friends. And I call the smearing of the truth. Because that's where we're at today. And you know what's funny about this? I've been doing my homework on Mussolini and Mao Zedong and Stalin and dictators. There was always a group of people to go after them that worked for the government, the useful idiots, to attack anybody that spoke the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are also the same people in America today, friends, that deny the Holocaust. They deny things that have actually taken place. They actually believe their own lies. And history, time and time again, shows forth the fact that these people are the real criminals to your country. They are the ones attacking truth tellers. They are the ones going out there and trying to belittle everything you say. And to a spiritual sense, remember Martin Luther, the great reformer? He said, in essence, don't quote me on this, but he said, in essence, I can speak truth line upon line, precept after precept. And the one thing the devil is going after, he said, that's what he'll attack. And exactly what you're seeing today is these bloggers attacking anybody that would call out the government's corruption for what it really is, homosexuality, abortion. Friends, just think, you have a government that advocates murdering babies in the womb by force through Obamacare. A government advocating men marrying men. Of course, only using them as a political battering ram to dismantle America, just like this president is dismantling your military. This fiscal cliff, friends, is contrived from A to Z. It's engineered. Look at the pork. Look what's inside of the bill. They had 3 minutes to read the bill at 1 o'clock in the morning, friends. If that doesn't outrage you, nothing will. But I got to tell you this, the House, the representatives, the Senate, they all signed the bill.
Yes, they did.
So they're all in it together, friends.
Yep.
There's no excuse. The senators can't blame the president because this is what they've been doing for years, playing games. He did it. She said it.
That's right.
I didn't do it. No, you're all doing it because the agenda goes forward.
Yep.
Friends, hold them all accountable. Hold their feet to the fire. If they're not under attack by the state-run media, they're not your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say.
That's for sure.
Concerning that particular topic.
Yeah.
I need to get to Mosse Tung, but Jake, I will give you the last word.
I was just going to say, I've got that Luther quote. If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking,
yes,
I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point.
That's right.
He avoids.
That's right. What did he do? But he stayed the course, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know what Martin Luther said, Jake? He wasn't found in the lot of those that were fortunate enough to be martyred. It sounds like our forefathers, when they were hung or killed by the British, one of our forefathers actually said, and I'm going to call him a forefather,
Nathan Hill.
Of the heroes of the faith, Nathan Hill said, "The only regret that I have is that I only have one life to offer in the service of my country or sacrifice of my country."
Yep. And this was a school teacher who said that.
Yeah. Different mindset.
Yeah.
Them people are dangerous, friends.
Yeah.
Them people are dangerous. And I'm talking about dangerous to tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what our forefathers told us? Several of them said it, friends. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. And that's exactly where things are beginning to go, friends.
Got it.
Because you are going to see civil disobedience sooner or later. I said civil disobedience from law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Get that straight.
That's right.
Got to keep that in mind. It reminds me of Elijah on top of Mount Carmel right before he went there. Here comes corrupt King Ahab, and he calls him the troubler. Elijah looks at the corrupt king and says, "I'm not the trouble. You are the one that forgot your father's commandments and left them off." Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, coming back to Mao Zedong, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Clayman, I am a conservative lawyer and activist. I would like to say that You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International Foundation is a great, great group. It's looking for morals and values in American society. We need groups like that. We need good Christians out there fighting for what's right and what's good. And I recommend them to all listeners, and I hope that they will support them with all their heart and also support them financially.
Cool. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Got a phone call. Don't have time to take it. Actually, calls. Sorry. If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under, said this last caller. Thank you very much. That's true. True that. Let's get to Mao Zedong. Speaking of dictators, friends, remember yesterday we were talking about Mussolini and that corrupt, prideful, arrogant runt? That's a better way of saying it, isn't it? He was, dude. He looked like Bilbo Baggins with a bald head or something. I don't know. But Mao Zedong. Remember, also, friends, in Isaiah 14, it talks about how Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's. That's what they all do, friends. Because if it wasn't the case, then why did they have statues of themselves and posters and pictures posted everywhere?
Yep.
Mao Zedong brought the revolution to China through the barrel of a gun. Listen carefully, friends, and see if you can see the parallel and the similarities as to what you're seeing today. He turned Marxism into Maoism because his hero was Stalin and Karl Marx, the debased sort. The Chinese people were taught to believe the lie that communism brought liberation. Listen carefully.
That's right.
When in truth, the opposite was true. Remember, it was Hitler. We'll be talking to him about him in 2 days. I'm sorry. He said, if you tell a people a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. He also said the great masses of the people will be and fall easily victims to a big lie rather than a small lie. Mao Zedong was fascinated with the communist revolution, totalitarianism. Mao Zedong also said communism is not love. Communism is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy. That's right. It's exactly what you are seeing today. But I want to remind you of something, friends, that The church is the anvil. The hammer needs to be replaced. The anvil doesn't. I'm sorry. The hammer needs to be replaced. The anvil doesn't. The gates of hell shall not and will not prevail against the church. The seed of the righteous is forever. Forever. Mao became a revolutionary Marxist. Sounds like Saul Alinsky a little bit to me. All of the same spiritual line.
The same playbook and spiritual line, exactly.
Yeah. What's interesting is the fact that, and listen carefully, no one, just like Mussolini, just like Stalin, just like Adolf Hitler, took Mao Zedong. They didn't take him serious. Nobody took him serious. They didn't believe that he could get to where he got in a million years. But he did. And what Mao did is, listen carefully again, he congregated himself with the poor peasants.
Yeah, those poor peasants.
Anybody listening?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And here, 1-877-807-9977. Anybody listening? Anybody listening? Mao Zedong, the peasant emperor of China, congregated around the poor peasants. Listen to what Roosevelt said. True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but do you guys realize since 2007 we've lost 40% of our wealth nationally? Why is this guy trying to drive the economy into the ground? Because he's trying to create dependence. Nothing new under the sun, friends. You know what Mao did after he started creating those dependents? Listen again, my friends. He began to build up an army of resistance to the Chinese Republic of the day, to be ruled by law. Mao didn't like that. He hated that law. He had to get rid of that law. So he took the poor peasants, played like their pimp, you know, played like their daddy. And what he did is he began to build them up to resist what he didn't like, namely the Republic. Take from them that have and give it to the have-nots. Does this all sound familiar? I hope it does. Mao became a ruthless but skilled organizer. They called him an organizer. And he hid it behind his charm. Boy, had to have some seriously blind folks back then, friends.
What?
He was an organizer, and he always had the smiley face on, the friendly guy, Mr. Charm himself. The communists now became such a threat that they must be dealt with. But guess what, friends? It got to the point where now it was serious, but it was too late to respond or to resist Mao Zedong. You know what his theory was? His guide to his poor peasants, friends? Never take the enemy head on, retreat when he advances, and attack when he rests. Who did he get that from? He got that from Stalin. Did you also know about Joseph Stalin? We'll be talking about him tomorrow. Did you know that they had to put him up as a heroic figure to get him where he got? His last name is not Stalin. Stalin means man of steel. All through deception, fabrication, murder, bank robber. He used to rob banks, as a matter of fact, speaking of Stalin, to give money to the party of his choice. Wow. Back to Mao Zedong. Liberation for the Chinese communists was found in the eradication of the Republican law. How'd that work out for him? Republic, you know, ruled by law like we are, God's law, Mosaic institution. Democracy ruled by the will of the people. So he convinced the people to get rid of the Republic and to take on the label that they were Democrats. Democracy. Mao was also a great storyteller, a liar. He would select the proper geographics to tell his story. Huh. Does this sound a bit familiar? Campaigns to and promises to the poor week after week, yet high unemployment follows.
Mm-hmm.
Plays to the poor, but he does the opposite. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did. The surroundings would be symbolic of starting all over again and again and again and again and again. What's the slogan? Change? Whoa, wait a second. History is repeating itself, friends. I'm talking about Mao Zedong. I'm not talking about the current administration. The people preferred Mao Zedong, but behind closed doors, he was a mass murderer of his own people. Did you know that? He starved his own populace. 40 million of his own people. It was the largest man-made famine ever in the history of mankind. He killed 40 million people, his own people, as he was playing up to them. It reminds me of Obama playing up to the blacks and the Hispanics.
Yep.
Behind closed doors, he's got his hand hooked on. I should say this. He's got his shirt cleaved to dead Margaret Sanger from Planned Parenthood, who said we need to get rid of the Negro population and the Hispanics. Whoa, friends. Mao persisted in resistance to the Chinese Republic, and finally the Japanese worked with him, that being Mao Zedong, to overthrow their own Chinese Republic. What are you seeing today with Boehner, friends? What are you seeing today with the Republican Party, which is an absolute joke? Oh, one of the other things that Mao Zedong did is he used foreigners at any price to have it their way. He would squash resistance by using foreigners. It sounds like King George. With our forefathers. It sounds like exactly what we're seeing today, isn't it? Friends, don't forget the Chinese and the Russians. Remember I'm telling you this, friends. You know what Mao did? He came back, he stole from the rich, and he gave to the poor. He fulfilled his promises. He toppled the rich and gave to the poor. What just happened a couple days ago? What are those tax hikes aimed at? The rich, to what? To give to the what? Poor? Has anybody seen the pork in these bills? Oh, my gosh. What does that have to do with what he said it was about? Absolutely nothing. Everything he said it was about had nothing to do with it, friends. Sweeping land reform program. Notice the word reform. No, it really what it is, rebelliousness towards the laws of the republic. Large estates were seized from landowners, divided up among the people who worked there. Landlords were publicly humiliated. The intellectuals were a problem, too, for Mao Zedong, by the way. So what he did is he just had them thrown in prison or he had them killed. Because those that were telling them what to do were there not by the rule of law, but by the law of force. And the intellectuals knew that. They schemed their way to office, and the intellectuals during Mao Zedong's time knew the difference. Mao Zedong would ruthlessly crush those that would speak out against him. Friends, what is the media doing to you on a daily basis? And let me say this. Media, you can go ahead and attack and attack and attack and attack and attack and attack and bark and bark and bark and bark all you want. There's a different breed of people that hold the spirit of their forefathers that are beginning to take stand on the rock, and they're not moving. I also want to remind you that at no place did God ever use the majority. He always used the minority. And when God finds a man, guess what? And I'm not claiming to be that man, but I'm saying when God finds his man, he will cause that man to be a pillar. In Jesus' name. We're going to come right back talking about Mao Zedong and dictatorship. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is great. Folks, right before the break, I told you that Mao Zedong, the dictator back in the 30s, would ruthlessly crush those that would speak out against him. Then I asked you the question, what is the media attempting to do to anybody that speaks out? Did you know what they called their opposition back in China in the 30s, friends? Keep in mind, he killed 40 million of his own people through starvation. Cannibalism was rampant. Listen, friends. Tens of thousands were labeled... Oh, I don't think they're going to be able to handle this, Jake.
Brace it.
Rightists.
Ah, coincidence.
Now, he didn't say right-wing. He said rightists. Thousands lost their jobs. Thousands were imprisoned. Mao turned from a popular leader to a murderous dictator. Oh, and guess who else he got, my little blogger friends? Guess who else he got? Uh-huh. He went after those that he used, and he killed them off too.
Of course.
Yeah, he forgot it. Can't play stupid here now, you know, right?
We're going to tame the lion, aren't we, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he doesn't obey the laws now, what do you think that you're going to be able to do to control him? And that was the problem, by the way, when we get up to Hitler. They thought they could control him. Yep. Hindenburg was afraid of him. Hitler got into position, started killing off all of his political opposition in the millions.
Once you hack down all that law.
What's that DHS about anyways, friends?
Yeah.
Oh, friends, I'm just being a mouthpiece. I'm just telling you, hey, listen, it's time to return to the Lord in every sense of the word. That might sound weird to some people that just don't quite get it yet, but if you can't see God for his blessings, you're definitely going to see him for his judgments, and you are there now. Let me go on. Mao Zedong. Mao surrendered himself with yes men. I'm sorry. Listen to this. Mao surrounded himself with yes men only to pursue his personal vision. Mao was tired of slow change, so he thought it was best to shake it up to bring about the enthusiasm of the people. Mao mobilized the people to the industrial world, namely metal, because he wanted to show the world that he was prosperous. So Mao just wanted to hear the goodness of the agendas that he wanted to bring forth, namely that of the industrial world metal. So the people would not bring bad news to Mao Zedong. Just same thing with Stalin. Because they knew if they brought bad news to him, Stalin used to throw him in gulag camps. Matter of fact, one lady showed up 17 years old, speaking of Stalin. She was 10 minutes late for work, 17 years old. She went to prison for 3 years, breaking rocks. At night, you know what they used to do, friends? They used to line people up, and they would sporadically just walk down the line and shoot people.
Keep them in terror.
See what happens when you're not ruled by God, you're ruled by tyrants. I want you to think about what I'm telling you, friends. Because we're seeing the same exact mindset today. Same mindset. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we just heard through the state-run media. Remember the adult dead? You can go ahead and pry that gun out of my dead, cold hands. He said, okay, we can do that. Friends, don't tell me I'm losing my crackers. I'm telling you that you need to open your eyes because there are people out there that are willing to do the same thing to you that Mao Zedong did, that Mussolini did, Hitler did. Friends, you're in a country where your government advocates murder of babies. What do you need? You've subjected yourself to a government that knows the difference between, they know not the difference between right and wrong when it comes to marriage. Folks, that's about as sick as it gets, isn't it? Abortion is about as heartless as it gets, isn't it? What are you waiting for? What needs to happen before you finally awake? Passivity is fatal to us, said Mao Zedong. He said, our goal is to make the enemy passive. Go to sleep. This is what the dictator said. You know, passivity is fatal to us. He said, our goal is to make the enemy passive. I'm looking at Jake, friends. It's, what do you say? You can't make this up.
There's nothing to say. You have to formulate the idea yourself when you're listening to this because it is so plain. If they take the playbook, and these people do, the Clintons of the world, the Obamas of the world, and all those people that you don't get to hear their name, the Pelosi's of the world, the Feinsteins of the world, the John Boehners of the world, all the quote-unquote conservatives or Republicans that stand back and don't do anything. There's a reason they're not doing anything. They are bringing it to a revolution, just like you said. And there is no other way to do it.
Inadvertently or inadvertently. Yes.
There's no other way to do it than this way. And if they've studied history, and they have, most of them, they know tactically, they're just waiting for their opportunity when the people will be passive and not react.
They've got to be laughing. Look at, we did this to them, too. Look at these dummies. Yeah. They believe this,
too. They took that out.
Look at this.
Can you believe how far we just got?
I can hear people say, you know what, Bradley, they need a guy like you. Well, listen, I'm not their spokesperson. I'm not their spokesperson. I'm called to speak forth the truth. They don't like truth. See, they don't mind you talking about them, friends, yeah, but you better not mean what you say.
Don't be effective.
Because if, that's right. Because if you mean what you say and you become effective, then you're a problem.
Yep.
Then you push their agenda back. It was said, folks, on a national level, that the people gave Obama a pass on Fast and Furious, this would have derailed everything he did. Wow. All reactionaries are paper tigers, said Mao Zedong.
Right.
Explain.
Because they react to what? What's being done to them? Instead of establishing a precedent, say you're not going to do this. They react. Oh, well, you know, we got Obama for the next 4 years. Let's figure out what we should do now. Let's let them dictate the game plan. I mean, you know, oh, Hillary Clinton, she got sick and she bumped her head. Oh, okay, well, what should we do now? Well, let's just forget about it anyways. We got a fiscal cliff, right? We're going to react to everything that's thrown at us.
And that's exactly what they're doing. But go ice fishing and stay the game.
Yeah,
it's important.
True.
It's important that your team wins.
That is true.
Not your country, your team. So Mao became deaf and blind to the people. He was ill-informed, but the following year, the truth stepped out. And it stepped up to the plate. It finally got to his ears. The metal was worthless.
Yep.
Stalin did the same thing. There was no harvest for 2 years. So Mao knew how to organize a revolution, but he did not know how to run a country, it was said of him. Listen carefully again. I already talked about the cannibalism. I already talked about the 40 million people that died between 1959 and 1961. It was a man-made famish. Listen. They said of Mao Zedong that he knew how to organize a revolution, but he didn't know how to run a country. How many times have I heard that about this man in office?
Yep.
The man creates a famine to kill 40 million of his own people. You know what the sad part about all of this, friends, is? He's been dead since the 70s. Do you know that they have Mao's images everywhere? And so are slogans in China. Does that generation not realize that that man that they are praising killed off their fathers and mothers?
Yep.
In the millions? One more point. Mao was forced out of power after 25 years of rule. And on his return, he went after the young and young adults and the children because they would not know of his crimes against their parents. Mao would create chaos purposely to weaken his opposition so he could have control. Listen to me again. Mao would create chaos purposely to only weaken his opposition so he could have control. September 18th, 1976, devious and scheming, said the Chinese people. They said that he was a monster, but a great historical criminal. And yet, they still worship the man that killed their families. Mao Zedong.
Yep.
You seen any similarities, friends? Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. This guy was a piece of work. He was in seminary school, by the way, for a minute. His mother was a Christian, an Orthodox Christian, and his dad was a drunk, violent. And some of the details concerning this man are second to none. And just think, these people go to sleep at night thinking of the stupidity of the people that subject themselves to them.
That's all they got.
That is until their time's up.
That's right.
It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. How's that going to work out for them? But in the meantime, we're here on this earth. Christians, patriots, conservatives, you have a job. You need to make sure the light stays on and crime stays where it's supposed to go and where it's supposed to be, behind bars. I got to even check myself on that, because when you look in Scripture, friends, there was a ward that was kept for overnight. Yep. There wasn't prisons.
Prisons
were man-made. They were not God-ordained.
Capital crimes, capital punishment.
That's right.
The crime earns the reward, which is capital punishment.
So tomorrow we'll get on to the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. Again, friends, Stalin is not his last name. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But we will be talking to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Again, 1 John 3:18, go for it, Jake.
Also like to thank the newest column, TheYoungPatriots.com, YoungPatriots.com. Find them at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. They just posted Bradley's commentary. This is for readers that are 30 and under, and God bless what they're doing, because that is the key to us resisting tyranny.
You know, why is it that the colleges aren't opening their doors to this, man? Why are the bloggers trying to blacklist us?
They're trying.
Isn't that crazy?
Thanks for the help, bloggers.
Well, if they're right, then what are they afraid of?
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.